You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Talk to you today about why your story matters. Why your history, your past, all that you've been through, why it matters. We are in a time where people are struggling. People are trying to live in a world that is confusing to them. You hear a lot about new normal. Well, those of us with traumatic backgrounds are very familiar with new normals because we've lived our lives in new normals. When you have a traumatic event, the normal, and I'm using air quotes, the normal you had no longer exists. Whatever the trauma was, whether it was a childhood event, whether it was a war, whether it was a natural disaster, whether it was a terrorist attack, no matter the trauma, the normal you knew before that happened no longer exists. If you're someone who's lived through many traumas, such as I have, even maybe considered complex post-traumatic stress, then you know normal is not something you even understand. Your normal was trauma. Your normal was transition. So can you see how everything you've been through is valuable? Because you actually learned skills that people who live normal lives don't have. They don't know how to navigate the emotions and the physical things that are required to navigate this kind of pain, this kind of transition. So your story and what you've been through is valuable, not only for your own growth, but for the growth of everyone you encounter. And I am here to invite you, if you haven't already stepped into your role as what I call a wounded healer, and that is a person with wounds who it's very important to them to help others get through things, to help others based on where you've been. Some of you are here to be writers. You're here to write a book or maybe publish a blog or something along that line. Maybe you're here to write songs. Maybe you're here to write movie scripts. Others of you may be here to be speakers. Maybe you're here to speak on a stage or to create video content or to create a YouTube channel. Or maybe some of you are here to use your voice by creating a podcast. Or maybe you're here to be on radio or maybe you are here to teach, maybe you're here to coach, maybe you're here to counsel, maybe you're here to sing, maybe you're here to inspire. What are you here to do? What skills, what gifts did you learn through your life, through your pain, that can change the life of another? In our own healing, as we step into the role of serving others, I prefer that to be as an entrepreneur, so you are able to do work that you love. When you step into that role, you will begin to find other layers of healing that is needed for yourself. As an example, I struggled with abandonment, fears of abandonment. So my journey as an entrepreneur had me being alone all the time. Lots of alone time. Well, that was very healing. I no longer have a feeling of abandonment. I no longer have a fear of abandonment. I've been able to maneuver through that because of what I'm doing in the world. So as you begin to navigate these larger areas of your life, stepping into purpose, stepping into valuable things to help the world or help the community or help your family or whatever group of people it is you are here to help based on what you've lived through, you may find that you need a guide, that you need support, because it does uncover other things that are still waiting to be healed. Sometimes we hear of something called imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is something that entrepreneurs often face when they get ready to step into roles they've never been in before. They start feeling that they're going to be found out, that somehow they're not enough or not valuable enough to step into these roles. When I became a mindfulness meditation teacher back in 2017 or 2018, I remember walking into that room for the first time, not feeling qualified, not feeling capable of being the teacher to lead the class. I had been a student for a long time. And when I realized everyone in the class saw me as the teacher, it was time for me to see myself as the teacher, to be able to help them navigate what they were facing in that moment. We will always be students. That's part of life, learning. When we stop learning, we die. But stepping into the role of teacher is valuable. People are waiting to hear what you have to say. Your voice is valuable. Your message is valuable. If you need assistance in this area, whether it's going into business or you're running into challenges with your own healing when it comes to stepping into your power, stepping into your voice, I can help you with those things. If you need additional assistance, reach out. It is our time to shine. We have been trained through our own trauma to help the world heal. It's time for you to step into the version of yourself that helps heal the world. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Join me every Saturday where I release a new episode and discuss childhood trauma, spirituality, and all that's possible. To connect with me further, check out tammycoin.com.